Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. This week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Looking for the perfect trailer? Look to Airport Trailer and Big Tex. Airport Trailer is the River Region headquarters for Big Tex utility trailers, landscape trailers, equipment trailers, dump trailers, gooseneck and fiddle, heavy equipment, and auto and motorcycle trailers. Big Tex is America's best-selling professional-grade trailer. Head for Airport Trailer today for the best Big Tex selection in the River Region. Airport Trailer for sales, service, and selection. Visit Airport Trailer today on the Selma Highway or call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
The Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs provides the best possible services and benefits to veterans and families. Veteran service officers provide compensation and VA pension claims. We also oversee the Alabama GI Dependent Scholarship Program. Go to va.alabama.gov to find out more.
Sponsored by ADVA and this station.
It's Macy's one-day sale. Shop over 25,000 incredible deals of the day, in-store and online, Saturday. Like a great selection of shoes for her, 30 to 50% off. Stock up on bras from Bali and more great names, just $14.99. Take 50 to 70% off a dazzling collection of fine jewelry. Steal the scene with 25% off the hottest juniors prom dresses. And Charter Club damask sheets and bedding are 50% off. Don't miss Macy's one-day sale and meet the new Macy's Star Rewards. Cardholders enjoy better rewards and more savings. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. It's a very warm weekend forecast, and showers and storms will be around from time to time. Tonight, I think the rain chances are relatively small, mostly cloudy with a low temperature in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, another warm day, high around 79. Just a small chance of showers and thunderstorms daytime Sunday, but then showers and storms become likely. Sunday night into Monday, some of those storms could be on the strong side. Our weather app will alert you to any potential severe weather watches or warnings for your area instantly. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
There, that's better. That's much better. Welcome. And now, from the plush, dimly, let me redo this. From the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for Clearing the Air. This is the show that has the microphone buttons on this time, actually. Welcome to the program. My name's Terry Adams. Sidekicking with me, or actually co-hosting tonight, is the Postman, again. For the second time, thank you. Thanks for being here, man.
All right,
folks, I need you to listen to my disclaimer. Unlike all the other talk show hosts on this and other networks, I don't want you to believe a single word I say, because I challenge you to do your own research. Because our listening to so-called authority and believing them without having them prove what they're spewing is truth, well, that's what got us what we're in today, and that's trouble. I can provide the basics, but you have to connect the dots and satisfy yourself that this is indeed what is truly happening. Okay. The term deep state, now it's been bandied about so much over the past couple of years as to trivialize growing awareness of this desperately important faction. The term is trivialized because it's been ill-defined. If you'd have asked me to define it before, I would have said that the deep state is a group of unelected corrupt officials connected to the Bank for International Settlements, which is BIS, everything's an acronym in the government, which hold undue power within the U.S. government. But this is a start, but thanks to the work of a man who calls himself Thomas Paine, his real name is Douglas Gabriel, and the Conclave of Patriots for Truth. That's the number four, truth. We now have a much clearer picture of what it is and how it worked. Now listen to this, folks. There was something created in 1978 under the Jimmy Carter administration called the Senior Executive Services. Again, an acronym, SES. This is this enables the executive branch to hire the, quote, highest level professionals, end quote, from the private sector to advise the government, and they also get salaries competitive with the private sector. In other words, they all make more than the vice president does. Now, according to Mr. Gabriel, the Obama administration put the senior executive service on steroids with Executive Order 13714. That's 13714, creating a standing army of 8,156 people, of whom 7,000 were personally appointed by President Obama. Now, the SES pays the best salaries in federal work, with base pay equivalent to that of the vice president. Obama made self-disclosure, even for national security posts, optional. While Trump appointees and employees still sit around waiting for their clearances, SES employees, they don't have to complete the disclosure forms, which they're always required. Well, they don't have to do that. all the better to scare away the most qualified saboteurs from civil service. And these appointees cannot be fired. The only way to get rid of them is to dissolve the agency that they're put under. Now, this is what you call a plum, P-L-U-M, job. That's defined as a pleasant, easy job that pays well. Now, there's actually something called the Plum Book, which lists the names and positions of every one of these people in the SES and their federal salaries. This was published by the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs on the 1st of December, 2016. I submit to you, dear listener, that this is how the deep state is embedded in our government. This is why Donald Trump can't get anything done. This is the problem. These people need to be, well, we know who they are. We even know where they work. We know how much money they make. These people need to be fired as soon as possible. I'm glad to see that Sessions finally grew a set and got rid of McCabe. Thank you, Jeff. Good job. And did you see the statement McCabe put out? What a POS. I mean, this guy's a piece of work, man. He really is. But finally, something happened. So let's hope this keeps going. And as I told you on this show many months ago, Jeff Sessions and President Trump, so I hear, are waiting for the opportune moment for the roundup to begin. At least that's what I'm hearing. That's what QAnon is saying. But I got to be honest with you and tell you, I doubt that. Every day that passes, I doubt it that much more. I just have a feeling that everything's being stalled. Maybe they're stalling for the return flyby of Planet X and what it's going to cause. We're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. I've done a couple of shows on Planet X, but I've never had anybody as schooled on it as Postman. He's got so much more knowledge than I do about this. That's why I want him here to talk about it. But it makes sense. You know, the forward viewers, Colonel Ed Dames, who works for our government, he has a group of viewers. They're called remote viewers. Now, he tasked, I think, 20 of them, or maybe no, it was 18 of them at the time, to look in the future, post the flyby, and tell him what they saw. All of them said they saw mass devastation, but the thing that really stuck in their heads was there was no Red Cross, there was no help. Nobody there to help the people. Nothing. Just mass devastation. And of the 18 people, 16 had the exact same seeing. They saw the same things. Now, that's scary to me. And if you don't think remote viewing works, Dames has been awarded several different medals from the military for his work, because he spotted stuff the Soviets were working on that was secret. He remote viewed it, all kind of stuff. It's amazing. And he says anybody can do it. I don't know about that, but amazing stuff. But anyway, that's our opening monologue, and we're going to be back in 3 short minutes, and I promise I'll leave the mics on. So you guys come back with us. This is Clearing the Air. You're listening to Blue Water Broadcasting, WACV. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. So tell us why 2018 is the year to upgrade your old energy guzzling system.
2017 was a big success as we educated the River Region on airflow, air quality, and how to save money monthly on your utilities.
Yes, like the higher the SEER rating, the more savings you'll have.
Technology in our industry has come a long way. Instead of your system cutting on at full capacity and using a lot of electricity, a higher SEER system will slowly come on and ramp up to full capacity. And the slower you move indoor air, the faster you remove humidity. So with our many Alabama mild days in spring and fall, your system never runs at full capacity, thus saving electricity.
Let United give you a free estimate on a high SEER system and be on your way to extreme savings on your utilities. Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks?
You
You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Let's be real, guys. A nice suit outperforms jeans and tees any day of the week. And at the JCPenney Men's Wardrobe Sale, with 50% off select suits, sport coats, dress pants, and more, you can dress the part without spending a ton. Check out Collection by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. And visit the Big and Tall shop for sizes up to 5XL and 54-inch waist in-store. Plus, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 315 to 321. Some exclusions apply. Subject to credit approval. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm going to do a few notes and quotes first. The United States alone classifies more than 500 million pages of documents every year. For a historian looking to examine and preserve the history of their nation, how are they supposed to do this when most of the history is being kept hidden or even deliberately altered? That was from Arjun Walia, a writer for Shift Frequency. Now, FDR said, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happened, you can bet it was planned that way. He also said, I do not believe in communism any more than you do, but there is nothing wrong with communists in this country. Several of the best friends I have are communists. That was FDR. In my opinion, he was too. Norman Thomas said, the American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of a socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without even knowing how it happened. Otto von Bismarck, and you know who that is, German. I think he was like their head dude, whatever they call him over there. The death of Lincoln was a disaster for Christendom. There was no man in the United States great enough to wear his boots, and the bankers went anew to grab the riches. I fear that foreign bankers, with their craftiness and tortuous tricks, will entirely control the exuberant riches of America and use it to systematically corrupt civilization. He is, of course, talking about central banks, folks. Lincoln was but one leader of a nation who dared to print currency separate from the central bank or separate from the international bankers. His greenbacks is what he came up with to help pay for the Civil War. I believe that's what led to his assassination. Now, in that list would also be John F. Kennedy, who printed silver certificates away from the Federal Reserve. And then, and I guess the latest would have to be Muammar Gaddafi, because he was tossing around a dinar-backed currency in lieu of the petrodollar, and we killed him. Now, this next I'm going to read you, this is from a congressman named James Traficant. That name should be familiar to you if you're a patriot. Listen to this. America's in trouble, not from without, but from within. The central government has become too powerful. Citizens fear the government. This is wrong. This is dangerous. I know the government covered up and promulgated lies about Waco, Ruby Ridge, Pan Am Flight 103, Hoffa, and JFK. The government knew I was right when I called Janet Reno a traitor. Janet Reno sold us out when she refused to investigate a $10 million payoff to the Democratic Party from a general in the Red Chinese Army. Think about it. And the government knew that I had known why Reno was forced to betray America. I'm proud that I tried to do something about it, and someday the truth will come out. Now, listen, this is from the Congressional Record. He said this on the floor, March 17, 1993. Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization of any bankrupt entity in the world's history, the United States government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who say it is a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. It is an established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9, 1933, 48, Statute 1, Public Law 89-719, declared by President Roosevelt, being bankrupt and insolvent. H.J.R. 192, 73rd Congress, Session, June 5, 1933, Joint Resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause dissolved the sovereign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States governmental offices, officers, departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers via the UN, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating with a de facto status in name only under emergency war powers. With the constitutional republic form of government now dissolved, the receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the U.S. This new form of government is known as a democracy. Now, folks, you have to remember, we're a republic. We're a democratic republic. There's a huge difference. Back to the story. Being an established socialist communist order under a new governor for America, this act was instituted and established by transferring and or placing the office of the Secretary of Treasury to that of the governor of the International Monetary Fund. That's Public Law 94-564, page 8, section H.R. 13955, reads in part, the U.S. Secretary of Treasury receives no compensation for representing the United States. Gold and silver were such a powerful money during the founding of these United States that the founding fathers declared that only gold or silver coins can be, quote, money in America. Now listen, folks, now you're about to understand the danger of the Federal Reserve, okay? Back to trafficking. Since gold and silver coinage were heavy and inconvenient for a lot of transactions, they were stored in banks and a claim check was issued as a substitute for the money. People traded their coupons as money or currency. Now keep in mind, currency is not money but a money substitute. Redeemable currency must promise to pay a dollar equivalent in gold or silver money. Federal Reserve notes make no such promises and are not money. A Federal Reserve note is a debt obligation of the federal United States government. It is not money. The federal United States government and the U.S. Congress were not and have never been authorized by the Constitution for the United States of America to issue currency of any kind, but only lawful money, gold, and silver coin. It is essential that we comprehend the distinction between real money and paper money substitute. One cannot get rich by accumulating money substitutes. One can only get deeper in debt. We the people no longer have any money. Most Americans have not been paid any money for a very long time, perhaps not in their entire life. Now do you comprehend why you feel broke? Now do you understand why you're bankrupt along with the rest of the country? Federal Reserve notes are unsigned checks written on a closed account. FRNs are an inflatable paper system designed to create debt through inflation, essentially devaluation. Whenever there's an increase of the supply of a money substitute in the economy without a corresponding increase in the gold and silver backing, that's when inflation occurs. Inflation is an invisible form of taxation that irresponsible governments inflict on their citizens. The Federal Reserve Bank, who controls the supply and movement of Federal Reserve notes, they have everyone fooled. Now, trafficants said this on the Senate floor. Now, it wasn't long before suddenly they claimed that he was being bribed. Now, at this point, I have to tell you, you've got to watch Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. If you've ever seen that movie, what happened to Jimmy Stewart is most likely what happened to James Trafficant. They set him up. That's what they do. But what he said is absolutely the truth. That's why they're getting away with everything they're getting away with, because they're not who you think they are. That's amazing. Okay, something important that happened this past weekend was President Trump, late last week, in front of everyone in Miramar Base, told us that, yes, there is a Space Force. He's investing more money into this Space Force. Now, the media is saying, well, he's talking about something that were, you know, a potential concept. I don't agree. What do you think, Postman?
Well, I think Trump is spot on, and this is something we've been talking about, you know, for the past three or four episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Space Force that the U.S. government or USA has had, it's been here since Operation Paperclip.
Wow.
There is a dedicated program to have two sources of space program. One using the antiquated rockets, and the other one was to build advanced starships. Some mm-hmm. of them were some of them 300, 400, 500, some of them 1,000, 1,200 feet long.
Wow, that's
and
huge.
Yes, it is. And some of them displace over 2-3 million metric tons.
Jeez.
And that's a large vessel.
Yes.
And if you want to see or read some information on it, because they won't let you see it. The one that I told you about earlier, that was on the Greenland continent. It was this one was actually 20 miles wide and 55 miles long. So
how do you build something like that?
That ship on the Greenland continent is actually a human transport ship, because they were actually coming here and taking humans back, you know, different parts of the galaxy.
Yeah.
And taking them, you know, in higher dimensions also.
Wow.
But believe it or not, the human genome is spread throughout the galaxy, throughout the Milky Way, and in intergalactic space.
Wow. I can believe that.
Yes.
Well, one site that you can go to, folks, and it's, in my opinion, it's the best alternate, I guess, website on the planet. That is Jeff Rentz's site. It's RENSE.com. You can find pretty much anything about anything on Rentz's website. Now, there's some excellent stuff on here. About UFOs, about the secret space program, about the 20 and back program we've been talking about, everything. There's stuff on here about the stuff they're putting in our food, about how fluoride turns your pineal gland basically into a rock. You know, and when I try to tell people this, they go, well, you know, maybe that's just an unfortunate side effect. No. That's exactly why they've been putting fluoride in our waters. They want to calcify the pineal gland. The pineal gland, many believe, is our connection to the Creator. That's how it works. It's just like your eye, except it doesn't have the lens. It has everything else. It's connected to your brain. You take stuff in with it, and it's just not visual stuff, but you take other stuff in. And people believe that is the direct connection to the Creator.
It is literally a stargate. It's literally a singularity inside of your head. Believe it or not, folks,
yep.
That's what it is.
I believe that. And I believe it got turned on when Christ was crucified. Because I remember back when I was in church and in Sunday school, we started at the beginning of the Bible. And when the priest would go into the holiest of holies, there was, I forget the name of it, there was some kind of contraption they had, which was their way of connecting with the Creator. Well, I think when Christ gave his life for us, that's when the pineal was activated. We no longer need a machine, because each of us have the ability to communicate with the Creator. And folks, that's what it's all about. It's not about church. It's not about going and sitting on a wooden pew and listening to somebody and singing and giving money. That's not what it's about. It's about your connection to the Creator. That's the important thing. That's where you should be getting your information from, because this stuff is so important. All right, 5-minute break. This is Clearing the Air. And while I have an opportunity, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing me to play in this radio world of yours for 3 hours every Saturday night. Folks, we'll be back in 5 short minutes. Y'all come back with us, please. And this time I'll turn the mics on.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery, and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has 2 specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty. That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Bring on the biscuits. Yeah, bring on the biscuits.
Bring on the fun. Biscuits baseball returns to Riverwalk Stadium with opening night presented by Chick-fil-A on Thursday, April 5th at 6:35. Don't miss the return of the human cannonball David the Bullet Smith and post-game Max Fireworks. Tickets are available at BiscuitsBaseball.com or by calling 323-BALL.
Let's cook, yeah!
Miss the days when you had a real neighborhood bar where you could just hang out with a gang? That place is still here.
Mo knows.
Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive. Rick and Moe's has the entire week covered. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Monday, start off the week right. Grab a pitcher and hang out with friends. Tuesday is the perfect time for open mic nights. Wednesday and Thursday nights, come out for your favorite acoustic acts. Fridays through the weekend, it's party time at Rick and Moe's.
Monos!
They've always got your favorite sports on the TVs. Be sure to join Sammy for Sunday Fun Day. She'll have the place hopping. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games.
Mo knows
what you want in a neighborhood bar. Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar.
Mo knows.
On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive. Mo knows.
Thank you for voting Hometown Lenders the Reader's Choice Best Mortgage Company in the River Region. To work with a proven winner, call 647-1900 or apply online at 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. The risk of showers and thunderstorms will continue well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight. It's not going to rain all the time. The overnight low temperature drops to about 62. Tomorrow, I've raised the rain chances to about 70% by tomorrow afternoon and 80% chance Sunday night. A few of the storms could reach severe limits. The greatest threat would be hail and damaging winds. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. Then on Monday, showers and thunderstorms, and especially by afternoon and evening, some of the storms possibly severe. Tornadoes can't be ruled out. Our free weather app will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches and warnings for your location. It also has interactive radar and future radar. Get it on your phone or tablet today. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I found this article. This is interesting. A mysterious man known only as Noah claims to have time traveled from 12 years in the future and has now finally told the world exactly how he became capable of such an incredible feat. He first grabbed the world's attention when he suddenly appeared in online videos and revealed several eerie predictions about the future. He told viewers about the future of artificial intelligence, the fate of Donald Trump, and the year humans finally land on Mars. However, just this week in an interview with an Australian broadcaster, Noah revealed exactly how he made the incredible journey across time itself. Speaking to baffled presenters at Australia's 7 News Channel, he declared that he had been working for the government in the year 2030. He described a top-secret mission he was working on when everything went wrong and he was trapped in the wrong era. The self-proclaimed time traveler also explained how time traveling was developed at a mysterious government base which harnessed electricity to send people back in time. Just kind of like the whatever that thing was on Back to the Future, I guess. The flux capacitor. Noah explained, speaking from an undisclosed location, I was on a mission with my coworkers when everything went wrong. We all got fired on the spot by the government midway through a time we were not meant to be in. Well, that would suck. You go back to the wrong year and get a pink slip. When I time traveled, I put on special clothing in a giant dome, and electricity was able to transport me. The dome is in the middle of nowhere in a secret government facility. They always are in the middle of nowhere. In shocking development, Noah has provided x-rays of his wrist that appear to show implants in his hands that he said enable the give him the capacity, no pun intended, to time travel. He also reiterated his claim that artificial intelligence will take over the world within the next 12 years and that Donald Trump will get reelected as the president in 2020. He also explained that humans would land on Mars by 2028 and even revealed that Martin Luther King Jr.'s granddaughter will be a future president of the United States. Wow. I love those kind of stories. You never know if this stuff is true or not, but it's just kind of fun to read, especially the time. And there's some really interesting pictures out there of people, you know, black and white pictures that were taken in the 30s or 40s, and here's some dude with a pair of Ray-Bans on and modern, you know, hiker shorts, and you're thinking, wow, is it just somebody odd or is it real, you know?
Well, I've seen pictures online about the actor, Eddie Murphy, and, he's really talented. Yeah. And the pictures that I saw online were reminiscent of the ones that were on the show that he played with the picture they played on with Red Fox and Richard Pryor.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name of it. I actually saw that movie.
Yeah, he was wearing some of the same type of clothes, but his hat was different.
And this was from like a long time ago or something.
Yeah, it was in the late 20s, early 30s.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've seen pictures of the crazy guy. I can't remember his name. He was on Con Air. His uncle was a famous director. Coppola, Francis Ford Coppola, yes, was his uncle. Yeah. I can't think of his name right now. I've seen pictures of a spitting image of him, but this was from like the late 1800s. Makes you wonder if those that are in that little circle, you know, do they have these abilities? You know, can they go back in time and do things that we'll probably never know about? Makes you wonder. Really does. Well, I don't know if you folks know about what's going on in Peru. They found, of course, the elongated skulls in Peru. They have 23 pairs of chromosomes. There's just all kind of, well, there's that's common to us, but there's all kind of different things about these skulls. Now, critics will say, well, no, this is nothing but cranial headboarding. Well, no, it's not, because they found a pregnant one of these mummies with elongated skull, and she was pregnant, and the baby had an elongated skull, the baby that was still inside of her. So, no, this isn't a result of cranial headboarding. What cranial headboarding is they take boards and they make the child, they deform the child's head by tightening the boards as they grow, because, you know, your skull is soft when you're born, and they make the skull elongated. The reason they do this is it is believed that they are mimicking their gods with the little g, the ones that came from space, the ones that they worship, ones that freaked them out when they showed up. So they're mimicking the appearance of the gods. That's why they're doing this to their children. So these, instead of this being normal people who were cranial headboarded, these are some of their gods. They're finding tons of them down there. It's amazing. There's so many things going on right now, so many things that are being found that we're not being told. The Smithsonian is part, massive part of the cover-up. Anytime they find a giant skeleton, it goes to the Smithsonian and it's never seen again. That's just kind of how it works. And it's so, so wrong to do that. But, you know, if you go back through history like I've done and you look at the people, there's been so many people in government that think like we think, that thought, wait a minute, it's not fair for humanity not to know this stuff. What happens to these people? They get killed. That's what happens, unfortunately. But that's the way it should be. We should all know. Then you've got some people who are in the loop on this stuff who realize before they die or when they get out of the power setting, they realize they made a mistake. Eisenhower probably being the most famous, or I guess infamous would be the right word in this case, in his speech about the military-industrial complex. He's the one that started all this stuff, and he's the one that was so naive and was out playing golf and didn't keep his finger on the pulse of what he had done. It got away from him. That's the problem.
It seems like in hindsight that he regret making the deal.
Exactly.
Because there was, I think there were like six extraterrestrial type beings that came to meet with him to actually start this mess that we're in now.
Oh, the abduction stuff?
Right. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it started with him. And I think it was around circa 1958 or thereabouts.
That's what I read, yeah.
Yeah, and then a few years later, the beta test started, you know, and they lasted all the way to around 70.
And that's where you came in.
Yes, and that's what the part that I unwillingly, I didn't have no choice though, because I couldn't stop it until I was given instructions of what to do. And
right.
You know, that's when it was done. And then just a couple years later, or a few years later, that's when I can't think of that guy's name, Terry. The guy that...
Which one?
The guy that got abducted.
Oh, Travis Walton?
Travis Walton, yeah.
He's probably one of the more famous ones.
Yeah, Travis Walton got abducted a few years later after the beta test. And what connected the dots for me was when I just, out of the blue, ran into a Navy cryptozoologist. What are the chances? What are the chances?
It wasn't an accident.
You know? And he explained the whole agenda for me, to me, from Eisenhower all the way up to now. You know?
So Eisenhower basically gave them carte blanche. They could do anything they wanted to. The agencies that were tasked of, I guess, overseeing this. Well, what he's talking about, folks, is Eisenhower was spirited away and met with, I think it was at Holloman Air Force Base. He met with a group of extraterrestrials. They made a deal. The deal was we would get their technology, their advanced technology. Of course, it's all weaponized. And they would be allowed to abduct just a few humans for testing. But they would be returned unharmed, and they would have no memory of it. That was the deal. But as Eisenhower found out, we were lied to, because these aliens did more than, they didn't return all the people. A lot of people were tormented. A lot of bad stuff happened, is what I've read.
Yeah, I mean, they did do some blank slating, but
yes.
But as far as a complete blank slating being complete
and washing their memory.
Yeah,
away,
it doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
It doesn't exist.
I don't see how it would be possible. Because our mind, I don't think anybody will ever be able to completely understand the human mind. The Creator was so brilliant in the construction of the human mind. It's, you know, they can come up with all this AI and they can come up with all this other stuff, but it's not going to have the creativity we have. It's not, and the big thing is, it's not going to have imagination. Everything I've read says imagination is what these things desire. Well, the soul, the little bit of the Creator that we all have within us, and our imagination, because they don't have that. And I think, you know, when Christ famously said, you should be as little children, I think he meant a lot of things by that. One of the things he meant was, think outside the box. You know, open your mind. Because kids, there's no barriers for kids. They can think, it doesn't matter, they can think anything. Anyways, break time. We'll be back. This is Clear in the Air. We'll be back in 3 short minutes. Y'all come back with us, please.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and boy, do I have some exciting news for you. So listen up. If you've been considering a home refinance, wait no longer. Now is the time to start saving money. Whether you are looking to lower your monthly payment, shorten your term, make home improvements, or simply pay off higher rate credit card debt, an Alabama Home Mortgage is just what you need. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that. Mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. Before you call a bank or out-of-town lender, give me a call at 567-4223. You'll see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. All it takes is one call or click to start saving money right away. Call me Kim Williams today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hidden away at Wind Creek Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta Twist. Then savor some gourmet Southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery. Itabina.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hey everybody, Jeff Pollard here at Capital City Ace Hardware. Our number one goal is serving our customers. I've always liked fixing things and solving problems, so at Ace I get to serve our customers by using my experience and passion. We have a lot to offer, including key cutting and automobile key making, window pane cutting, propane refills, door and window screen repair, and lamp repairs. We're here to help you at Capital City Ace. Y'all come to see us. We're next to Applebee's on 3250 Taylor Road.
Hey, welcome back. One way or another, we're going to get these. I'm going to get these buttons figured out. Welcome back to the program. Michael Sala is a former doctor who quit his practice because when he realized what was going on and started treating people who had recovered memories of being abducted, it really lit a fire under him. And he's, in my opinion, he's probably the most informed of all the researchers. He has done amazing work. But Exopolitics is his website. I highly suggest you go take a look at that. But I'm going to read you one of his articles because it's talking about a guy named William Tompkins. Now, we've gotten a ton of information from Tompkins about the ships, everything that's going on in space. All right, former aerospace engineer William Tompkins has revealed that from 1985 to 1999, he was given permission to create a number of special projects involving extraterrestrial life and technology at a council of the U.S. Navy League established in Medford, Oregon. Tompkins has supplied a document confirming that a special projects committee was created and gave reports at meetings of the Medford, quote, Rogue Valley Council of the Navy League. In addition, two retired naval officers who attended these meetings have been contacted, and they confirmed that Tompkins did discuss extraterrestrial-related issues at these meetings, just like he said. Now, the U.S. Navy League is a national organization with over 50,000 members that provide support for the U.S. Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, and Merchant Marine. It was founded in 1902. It was founded because of a suggestion made by President Theodore Roosevelt. It describes itself as a civilian organization dedicated to the education of our citizens, including our elected officials, and the support of the men and women of the sea services, and of course their families. Now, Tompkins created the Navy League Rogue Valley Council in January of 1985 and became its first president. Prior to this, he had worked for the U.S. Navy and leading aerospace contractors. That started in 1942 all the way to the establishment of this in 1984. Now, during this period of over 40 years, he stated that he worked on a number of advanced spacecraft designs based on information that was developed with the assistance of extraterrestrials. Of particular importance, during his time at Douglas Aircraft from 1950 to 1963, Tompkins was involved in designing naval space battle groups with spacecraft carriers and cruisers that were as much as 2 kilometers in length. He has described in his book, selected by extraterrestrials, three Nordic aliens that were embedded in the Douglas Company that quietly assisted him. Postman, what have you heard about the Nordics? I've always heard they're the tall, blonde, blue-eyed, but they're friendly.
Yeah, a Nordic, it's
almost angelic.
It's difficult to tell, be able to tell them from somebody from Sweden or Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, everything's blonde. Eyebrows, I mean, hair, you know.
But they're friendly. Right.
They're friendly. As a matter of fact, one was one sat in the house for a long time and nobody knew it.
Where?
And yes, in the I think it was the Senate. That was the one I think they called Valiant.
Valiant Thor.
Valiant Thor, yes.
I've talked about him before. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay, Tompkins, later in his aerospace career with companies such as Rocketdyne, TRW, Lockheed, and General Dynamics, Tompkins says he participated directly in various aspects of the Navy's secret space program as it went from the early design phase, leading to detailed architectural plans, and finally to the space battle group's eventual deployment in 1984. Tompkins' spacecraft carrier coincided with the Navy's secret battle group's that makes no sense. Coincided with... Let's see. Tompkins officially retired from the aerospace industry. Then he began a new phase in his already remarkable career. He said he would now educate select naval officers and their children about extraterrestrial life and extraterrestrial gleaned technology so as to prepare them for a world with the existence of ET life where it would be common knowledge. So on January 1st of 84, he moved to Medford, Oregon, where a high concentration of reserve and retired Navy officers resided. Let's see. Prior to the inaugural convention, Tompkins briefed Rear Admiral Hugh Webster, a president San Diego and corporate director of the Navy League, about some of the extraterrestrial projects he had been involved in during his career. Let's see, he received the Admiral's full support for his plans to develop a series of Navy-led special projects dealing with the alien topic. Later in 2001, Webster would give Tompkins permission to disclose all he knew about the Navy's involvement in extraterrestrial-related projects in a future autobiography, the aforementioned Selected by Extraterrestrials. I've got to order that book. Tompkins subsequently received permission to create the Navy League Rogue Valley Council, formally established. He was soon promoted to vice president of that. Okay. I'm trying to get to some of the good stuff. I knew all about that. Let's see. Tompkins, the military gave him 14 computers from the Miramar Naval Air Station that they had been used for F-14 flight training. He says that the command and control system that was set up for the Sea Cadets was planned to be used as a means for educating naval officers and Sea Cadets about ET and secret space operations. Tompkins has supplied a number of documents to support his remarkable claims. One confirms the computer systems given him, and of course they have the documents here. You can see them. This is all on exopolitics.com if you want to look along for yourself. Another document confirms the special projects were indeed being discussed. Just goes on and on about the projects. One special project involved reports of UFOs seen entering and leaving Mount Shasta, which was believed to be an extraterrestrial base. Pilots affiliated with the Navy League would fly around the mountain to find entrances, and ATVs were used for the same purpose. Another special project was a contact program where personnel can meet and interact with aliens at a remote mountain location in the Cascades. Tompkins has described how holographic technologies were used to help participants learn about the history of ET life and their interactions with us humans here on Earth. Tompkins has privately supplied a November 1995 list of Navy, Marine, and Air Force officers and local officials who participated in the Navy League Medford Council from the list. I was able to locate two naval officers so far in each confirmed serving with Tompkins. Wow. I spoke with Art Lumley, Commander, United States Navy, retired on May 19th, 2016, who's the current president of the Rogue Valley Council Navy League. He served for 20 years and for 26 years as a pilot with United Air. He says he recalls that ET life was a topic discussed in the special projects. when Tompkins was president. He said that Tompkins would raise the ET topic in discussions, and it was known among council members that he was an expert on the topic. Lumley says, however, he does not recall any direct involvement in such projects, but he did recall Tompkins discussing them. It goes on, he talks about different ones. Same thing, and all kind of documents that corroborate all this stuff, but wow.
Yeah, and Gary McKinnon actually verified all the stuff that we're talking about now, and they couldn't prosecute him, you know, because that would really really expose, you know, what was really going on up there. And
why couldn't they prosecute McKinnon? Was it past his time?
No, they couldn't prosecute him because the evidence would have came out in court.
Oh, that's right, that's right, yeah. That's right. Which is why the kid down in Florida, the school shooting, why he's just saying he's guilty. That way, there's no trial, there's nothing's brought out, no paperwork. No videos, and that way everything stays like it is, which is a foobar. Who knows what happened down there?
Right, and they had to let him go, but his findings were definitive. I mean, there's no mistaking.
Oh, okay. McKinnon was the Brit who broke in, hacked into the computers.
Right, he hacked into the military computers.
Had all the officers' names, and it said extraterrestrial by them. Wow.
And I mean, the reason why I created this this space program and the one that. That Trump outed about 4 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to protect protect Earth because of what's coming, and it's kind of hard to believe people, but do your research. It's coming. These events will happen.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Did you see where the astronaut came back and his blood had been changed?
Yes.
I didn't know this, but NASA had a program. Scott and Mark Kelly are twins. So one of them spent a year in space, the other stayed on Earth as a control subject. And when the one came back that had been in space, that would be Scott, he's slimmer, taller, and his cells are younger, which is unreal. Also, his blood type has been changed. He has genetic codes have been altered after spending 340 days on the International Space Station. That's unreal.
That's because the time's different out there.
It has to be.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Because, that's unreal. Because you people who do research on about our topic, which is Planet X, the inhabitants on there, some of those are will live, you know, million and a half years.
That's unreal.
And when they first set up their kinship from heaven on Earth, the rulers, some of the rulers, they here's some, for example, Alulam, and it has eight. That was 8 years to them, but he ruled 8 times 3600, which is which is 8 shards, or eight
that's
stars.
A long time,
right? Uh huh, and that equal to 28,800 years.
That's
a Leglaw. He ruled 10 shards times 36, which is 36,000 years.
Yeah, it's a long time, man.
Dumuzu, he ruled 10 shars. That was 36,000 years. And there were actually three kings that were the first three kings that ruled after they came to Earth. Total, those three kings by themselves ruled 108,000 years. I mean, wow. That's incredible. Their order of rulership, Their laws, I mean everything. That's where it came from, and we're doing the same thing now. What they did?
Yeah, we are. This country it's not what it's supposed to be, folks. Like I said earlier, we're under a state of national emergency. The country declared bankruptcy. This is the United States Corporation is what we're under control of right now, or what's under control of us right now. All right, got to hit a top of the hour break.